A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Get ready for TalkSport's cavalcade of the catastrophic.
Bordeaux, as in the tapestry, yeah?
No.
This is the legendary Clips of the Week podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Clips of the Week.
Yes, time for the Clips of the Week. And we start with Sam Allardyce on breakfast alongside Alan using a boxing analogy.
We could have a conversation and I have a right feel for the club that wants to go in the right direction and they have a good feel for me, then I'd be interested again, because, you know, you can never really... It was a bit like Tony Benn coming back boxing, isn't it? Like,
it would be a shock if...
I don't like these old fighters.
Sir Anthony Wedgwood, the late Sir Anthony Wedgwood Benn, was to come out of retirement and box.
He would be.
Yeah.
Now it's...
Is it left hook? Was that your gag or was it the producers?
No,
great left hook. Yeah,
no,
yeah, it was the producers.
He's
well
quite
done.
Political.
He's very political, yeah.
Yes. This is Tony Gasgarino now on Weekend Breakfast, chatting about Southampton.
They're a very solid team. I think Hassan, who has done an amazing job in bringing them together.
Hassan what, Tone?
Who...
Ooh, Betty.
It's haunted. Slightly haunted. So,
it's Laura Woods now looking ahead to the day on TalkSport.
By the way, Jason and Cundy are back on drive today.
Jason and Cundy,
oh,
they're
I like
very
them.
I like to. They're every bit as good as Andy and Goldstein, I find.
I
yeah, Jason
so
and Cundy, they're very good. Yeah, four for the price of two. And we wondered, as Natalie Sawyer taught cricket here, did she suddenly go a bit scouse?
So it's Chris Silverwood. Many were expecting Gary Kirsten to be coming in as the England head coach.
Gary Kirsten.
Kirsten. She did go a little bit scouse, didn't she?
A little bit.
Yeah, yeah. So, next, Andy.
It's back to Alan and Big Sam talking Everton.
Sam, Coleman getting sent off. I don't think there was any arguments. It was a red card. See you later.
Well, you got a yellow. Excuse me, Alan.
Mm. Well, after a lozenge,
I can't talk.
No, after a lozenge, they finally did talk Everton. Here we go.
You know, you've got to look at the new director of football as well, haven't you?
Yeah,
because is Marco Silva struggling because he hasn't recruited all these players? It's the director of football. You know, is that
Russell Brand, isn't it?
Don't think he is, Al. I don't think Russell Brand is the director
sure
of football.
He's going to want a lot of West Ham players, isn't he?
I think he would. Yeah. It's Marcel, isn't it? I think.
Of course,
yeah. Russell Brand, that's the boy.
And on Weekend Breakfast, he was Georgie Bingham heading into the news.
Let's get your news and sports at just gone nine with Andrew.
Andrew?
That, of course, wasn't Andrew, but right, yeah. James Lua, who went on to give us news of some big fixtures.
We've got three matches on game day for you today. We've got Everton against West Ham later on TalkSport 2. We've also got West Ham against Palace in the evening game.
Blimey, West Ham are busy, aren't they?
Busy. Yeah. Should have got Andrew to do it, really.
Andrew wouldn't have messed it up, would he? And West Ham playing twice, actually, did kind of make sense when Trevor Sinclair pointed out their formation to Clive Tildesley during commentary.
Familiar setups here, Trevor Sinclair, Crystal Palace 4-3-3, West Ham United...
4-1-4-1, 4-1-4-1, 4-2-3-1.
Well, that many players.
That's a lot of players.
You've got to have two games a week, haven't you? Or two games a day, even.
Now on Fisherman's Blues. Nigel Botherway was off this week, but it was business as usual with Keith Arthur.
Fisherman's Blues with Nigel Botherway on TalkSport 2.
Look what I've just done. I've just broken a button.
Yeah, business as usual, really, on Fisherman's Blues. Back to Cass, who came up with the perfect newspaper headline, should the current Arsenal manager ever defect to Torquay United?
I think Arsenal supporters will come out with a lot of pride and think maybe the future isn't too bad, and I think Unai Emery is going to give others a chance.
Going to be the headline, that Unai Emery. You see that on the cover of the old Gazette, can't you? So, what's next, Andy?
It's Amelia Cox with football news.
And an unusually humble Zlatan Ibrahimovic has unveiled a topless bronze statue of himself.
Good old Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
Yes,
but tremendous. Don't worry, Amelia, no one will ever touch Lisa O'Sullivan's pronunciation of the great man.
Okay, the World Cup playoffs. Mm. I think we have lost out because we're going to miss out on either Cristiano Ronaldo or Ibrahim Zlatovic.
You're not going to touch Ibrahim Zlatovic.
I love
you?
Ibrahim.
What
Zlatan.
A player. If only Ibrahim Zlatovic and Zlatan Ibrahimovic could get together. Stories they'd have. And finally, Andy.
Yes, it's Ray Houghton and Mark Saggers reflecting on a controversial call.
Well, that's down to the interpretation of the referee. I wouldn't give a penalty. That's my opinion.
No, that's all right.
Someone else has seen it a different way.
Var. Var.
And that did actually remind us of something.
Da, da, da. Var. Far.
There you are, Mark Saggers there. So, thanks for everybody's suggested clips that were played this week. Andy Ule, Robin Llewellyn Leach, Barista Brazil, Mark McConnell, Roger in Durham, Alberto Salad Bar, John Ison, Roaring Cresswell, Rukus, David Gillard, Professor Dame Sally Davis, Will Jasper, Rebecca Rooney, Wagatha Christie, Colleen Vardy and Neil Lee. They're not even trying there, are they?
That's ridiculous.
Not even trying to make them sound real. If you hear a clip on TalkSport over the next 7 days, please send it in to us, talksport.com/H&J. You can text it to 81089. You can tweet it to TSHNJ, TSHANDJ. We just need a day and a time when you heard it so we can listen back, and if it's played, you'll get the credit.
The goofs, the gaffs, and the humongous howlers. The TalkSport Clips of the Week podcast.
I ain't going to sit on the fence, but I think both.
Subscribe to the Clips of the Week podcast today and get the extended edition delivered to you direct every Friday afternoon.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.